A variety of ancient squash that belonged to Native American tribes in the Great Lakes region has been rediscovered. They're now sharing the seeds of this squash with each other and with small farmers. Rebecca Williams has more.
Sarah Hoffman Graham works at Eighth Day Farm in Holland, Michigan. She invited me to a dinner party featuring a soup made from an ancient squash. Last year, the farm was given seeds of a mystery squash. They didn't know what to expect when they planted it.
I definitely didn't have a firm idea of what kind of squash it was going to grow, even what the plant was going to look like necessarily. It was just a fantastic surprise, I guess.
The seeds grew into a massive, bright orange squash. It was more than 2 feet long. The seeds of that squash passed through a couple of pairs of hands before they got to the farm. I made some calls and traced them back to Paul DeMaine. He's of Ojibwe descent and a member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin. He's also the editor of News from Indian Country.
The squash that's going around and seeds that are being shared now have provoked quite a bit of excitement in the native community because it is an indigenous seed.
DeMaine says his seeds originally came from the Miami tribe in Indiana. They're thought to be from a line that's somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 years old. DeMaine says people have been sharing the seeds with each other over the past couple of years.
This seed will probably not disappear from the food market ever again, the way it's been spread, because there are now seeds that have been provided to people throughout North America.
And he says this seed sharing is happening at a crucial time.
I mean, it really is, as communities begin healing after 100 years of decline, of displacement, comes along with the revival of the language, the revival of songs and ceremonies.
One tribe in Michigan wants to make sure these seeds stay around a lot longer. The Gun Lake Band of Potawatomi keeps a seed library. It's in a small basement room in a house on tribal land.
This is our Minominkanen seed library.
Kevin Finney is the executive director of the GJOC Foundation. It's a nonprofit group the tribe operates. There are dozens of glass jars on wooden shelves with native varieties of corn, beans, tobacco, watermelon, and ancient squash. Finney grabs a jar off the shelf.
So these are our Gete Kosman seeds. And just to give you an idea, they're big, just like the squash. And they're big and they're really fat. And that's a good thing for a seed.
Finney says native farmers around the region can borrow seeds.
And like a library, they check out seeds and they will grow a certain variety of corn or beans or tobacco or squash. And then at the end of the year, they send us back a return on those seeds as well as keeping some.
The tribe is also reviving traditional farming methods here on 200 acres. They grow plants out here in the greenhouse. One of the tribal members introduces herself.
Anangukwe Indijnakas, Maingan Ndodam, Machibanashuish Potawatomi, Anishinaabe Kwe Ndao, Potawatomi Akin, and Jindaba. My name's Yabashan Old Shield. Work here at GJOC Foundation and for Gun Lake Tribe.
She says she thinks about how long the ancient squash seeds have lasted.
You know, there is spirit within that those seeds, and so that's why we want to keep revitalizing and keep building things like this, because to provide for those next seven generations, and also thinking about those ones that were in the past seven generations, that because of them, we're here. Because of them, those seeds are still here as well.
She says the work they're doing here is building what they call food sovereignty, growing their own food in traditional ways on tribal land. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.